During a recent workshop in New York, I asked for a volunteer who'd be willing to work on a personal problem in front of the group. A therapist named Marcia raised her hand and explained that she needed help with her constant worrying about her 26-year-old daughter, Leslie. Marcia described herself as a Jewish mother and said that her compulsive worrying embarrassed her and sometimes annoyed Leslie. Marcia explained that Leslie had struggled with her weight ever since she was a child. When she reached adolescence, the problem got worse. Dieting didn't work, and Leslie became morbidly obese. As a last resort, Leslie had recently undergone stomach stapling surgery with outstanding results. She'd already lost more than 70 pounds and was feeling terrific. Still, Marcia constantly worried about Leslie and had thoughts like these all day long. Did Leslie remember to take her medications? Is she drinking plenty of fluids? She'd get so nervous that she'd call and check up on Leslie several times each day. Although Marcia's obsessive worrying and compulsive calling were intrusive, Leslie usually reacted with a sense of humor and tolerance. Marcia said they had a solid, loving relationship. It isn't difficult to understand Marcia's feelings, because any loving parent worries at times. However, Marcia's worrying was excessive, since Leslie was responsible and doing fine. Marcia said she felt embarrassed because she was a mental health professional and worked with anxious parents every day. She said she felt like a fraud because she gave them lots of advice but didn't seem to practice what she preached. She was frustrated with herself. I asked Marcia to fill out a daily mood log. The daily mood log is based on the idea that when you change the way you think, you can change the way you feel. There are 5 steps. Step 1. Upsetting event. Write a brief description of the upsetting event at the top of the daily mood log. Choose any moment when you were feeling anxious or upset. Step 2. Emotions. Circle the words that describe how you were feeling at that moment, and rate each feeling on a scale from 0%, not at all, to 100%, extreme. Put these ratings in the percent before column. Step 3. Negative thoughts. Pinpoint the negative thoughts that are associated with each feeling. Ask yourself questions like this. When I feel guilty, what am I thinking? What thoughts are flowing across my mind? Or, when I feel anxious and worried, what am I telling myself? For example, if you're feeling depressed, you may be telling yourself that you're worthless or unlovable. Indicate how much you believe each thought on a scale from 0%, not at all, to 100%, completely. Put these ratings in the percent before column. Step 4. Distortions. Identify the distortions, such as mind reading, self-blame, should statements, magnification, emotional reasoning, fortune-telling in each negative thought. Step 5. Positive thoughts. Challenge each negative thought with a new thought that's more positive and realistic. Indicate how much you believe each positive thought on a scale from 0%, not at all, to 100%, completely. Put these ratings in the percent belief column. Now, rate your belief in your negative thoughts again, and put the new ratings in the percent after column. The first step is extremely important because all of your problems will be embedded in any single moment when you were feeling anxious or upset. When you learn how to change the way you were thinking and feeling at that moment, you'll understand the solution to all your problems. Marcia described the upsetting event simply as worrying about Leslie during the workshop. I asked Marcia to identify and rate her negative feelings. The daily mood log lists 10 categories of emotions. The first category is sad, blue, depressed, down, unhappy. Marcia circled the word sad and estimated this feeling at 100% in the percent before column. She also circled anxious, guilty, ashamed, inadequate, incompetent, lonely, embarrassed, discouraged, stuck, irritated, and overwhelmed. The strongest feelings were stuck and overwhelmed, which she estimated at 200%. These feelings were off the charts. Next, Marcia recorded these three thoughts in the negative thoughts column. 1. I shouldn't be so silly and stupid and worry so much about Leslie. 2. I should be able to let go. After all, I'm a psychologist, so I shouldn't be so neurotic. 3. I may screw up and lose Leslie's respect because I'm so over-controlling. The ratings in the percent before column indicate that Marcia believed the first two negative thoughts 100% and the third one 50%. Marcia really has two problems. First, she worries, and then she beats up on herself because of the worrying. We know that Marcia is motivated because she courageously volunteered for a demonstration in front of her colleagues. But things aren't always as obvious as they might at first appear. Could she have mixed feelings about letting go of her relentless worrying and self-criticisms? Marcia might resist letting go of her anxiety and self-criticisms because she may feel like worrying is central to her role as a loving mother. She may have this superstitious belief that something terrible will happen if she stops worrying. She may think that all the guilt and self-criticism will help her overcome the problem. She may think that her negative thoughts are absolutely true. The constant worrying may keep her from facing some other problems she's been ignoring, such as loneliness or a problem with her marriage. Of course, we won't know for sure until we ask Marcia. I said, "Marcia, if I could show you how to overcome your anxiety today so that you'd stop worrying about Leslie completely, would you do it?" Marcia said she would definitely do it if I could show her how. I wanted to make absolutely sure, so I asked the question slightly differently. But wouldn't that be dangerous? After all, if Leslie does forget to take her medicine or drink plenty of fluids, you'll be there to remind her. But if you stop worrying, you might not make that call. Furthermore, all the worrying shows what a concerned, loving mother you are.